A Reflection on the Fourth Week of Lent by Nathan D. Mitchell. From the booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. The Song God Sings. In The Magician's Nephew, one of his celebrated chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis memorably described how the lion Aslan, a figure of Christ, sang Narnia, the human world, into being. When he began, Aslan's voice was almost inaudible, a sigh, a quiet tune that hovered somewhere between breathing and speech. Slowly, pools began to bubble over the surface of the earth. Trees sprouted technicolor blossoms, leaves, and fruit. Gardens began bristling with vegetation. And finally, humans woke, yawned, and stretched out toward love, toward life. What is the song God wants to sing with our lives? It's a question we rarely ask ourselves, but it's worth pondering because it goes to the very heart of what our existence is about. We Christians have sometimes given the impression that we're the world's most dour pessimist. Our music, if we thought we had anything to sing about, was surely meant to be sad, solemn, lonely, lugubrious. Yet the opposite is true. We were not made for tears, despair, or destruction. Paul tells us that in Christ, each of us is a joyful new creation. Indeed, that everything has become new. At any moment in my day, whether I'm feeling elated or depressed, I can stop and begin afresh. I can shut off the old tapes that tell me I'm worthless, stupid, ugly, and shameful, and start humming that new tune God wants to sing with my life. I can become, quite literally, music to somebody's ears, including my own.
This meditation by author Nathan D. Mitchell was recorded with permission of LaGuori Publications. It is from a booklet entitled Daybreaks, Daily Reflections for Lent and Easter. For more information or to order this booklet, please telephone LaGuori Publications at their toll-free number, 800-325-9521, or visit the LaGuori Publications website at www.laguori.org. This recording is copyright 2010 by LaGuori Publications and is presented by the Catholic Health Association of the United States. Thanks.